Hi everyone, this is Matt Alder. In the light of events this week with the coronavirus pandemic, I wanted to publish a special short episode to help everyone in the talent acquisition community get access to relevant information. I'm joined by Lars Schmidt, who's curating an information resource which everyone needs to be aware of. Hi Lars, and welcome to the podcast.
Hey Matt, thanks for having me.
Thanks very much for coming on the show. Could you just start by introducing yourself and telling everyone what you do for the people who may not know you?
Yeah, thanks Matt. I'm the principal and founder of a company called Amplify. It's just me, it's a boutique. I do strategic consulting in employer branding, recruiting and talent strategy, and HR executive search, all centered around what I frame is 21st century HR. So I also host a podcast called 21st Century HR. It really focuses on highlighting next generation and modern people in HR practices. And so that's where I spend a lot of my time. And I'm based outside of Washington, D.C. in the U.S.
So for the last month or so, you've been curating an online resource looking at how HR and recruiting teams around the world are responding to the current situation, which is why we really wanted to talk to you, just share that with my listeners who may not realize that kind of resource is available, and just really get information out to people. Before I ask you to talk about that a little bit more, it's probably really important to timestamp this episode. All the other episodes of the show are evergreen content and are designed to be listened to over a long period of time. Obviously, this is a very dynamic and fast-changing situation. So it's worth saying that it's currently 1:15 on Friday the 13th, 2020 in Scotland. What time is it where you are?
It's 9:15 a.m. Here on the east coast of the U.S.
Tell us more about what you've been doing in this curation.
For me, it started, I'm a member of a couple different communities of CHROs and CPOs, and one of them in particular is called People Tech Partners, which is a group of chief people officers, mostly in tech, mostly in the Valley in the U.S. And about a month ago, people started talking about coronavirus and talking about how it might be impacting companies, and so that led me to write an article for Fast Company. One of the things I didn't mention in my intro is I also write for Fast Company and Forbes, where I cover similar topics around modern HR. And so I wrote an article called How HR Leaders Are Preparing Their Business for Coronavirus, probably about 3 weeks ago now. And in that, I curated a variety of resources I could find, most notably Coinbase. Coinbase was the first company to publicly publish their coronavirus response plans early in this kind of outbreak. And so I wanted to make sure I could amplify that because it was a fantastic resource. And then also start to curate resources around remote work and other aspects of how I saw this likely impacting employers. And so that published, and probably within about 2 days, I quickly realized that the situation was so dynamic, a blog post just wasn't the best way to capture everything because it was changing by the hour, it seemed. And so that then led me to create a Google Doc. What I wanted to do is kind of take my background. One of the things that I did, years ago was co-founded the HR Open Source Initiative. And so I wanted to tap into some of my, experience from building that to create essentially a crowdsourced public open source Google Doc where I could, start it by adding all the resources I was able to find through the Fast Company research and others, and then encourage viewers to add their own information. And so I wanted to kind of organize it around topics that that I knew would be most important for HR leaders and practitioners and business leaders, frankly. So it was around companies that were restricting travel, companies that were enforcing remote work policies or encouraging that, conference cancellations, school impact. I just added a section, unfortunately, on hiring impact and layoffs, and then resources and articles and templates and tools for business leaders and practitioners to help guide them through this process. Because I knew that a lot of companies were going to be encountering things like mass telework at scale that they've never experienced. And for a lot of companies that don't have any remote work policies, that is a significant impact to the business. And so really my aim was to kind of bring my own community together, my own network together, who I know were proponents of open source and sharing, and creating a gut doc that we could be updating on the fly as the situation unfolded to essentially help practitioners have some more resources and have a line of sight into what other companies are doing so that they could then take that, you know, back to their own companies and hopefully be better prepared to support their companies, their employees.
You're obviously covering a lot of ground there. Is there kind of anything else in there that's sort of very specific to recruiting? The reason I ask is I've seen a lot of social media conversations today about things like on-site interviews going remote and how people are keeping hiring going during this period of time. Is there anything that you've been seeing from a specific recruiting perspective?
Yeah, there is. So there's a section in there on companies that were canceling travel and that were going remote. And in those sections, companies were also adding if they were going remote for interviews. And so I think that trend started probably 2 weeks ago. I think companies started doing that. I think particularly if you look at, global tech cos based in the US, the Amazons, the Googles, the Twitters, et cetera, they started doing that early. And I think others started following their lead. And, now I think we're in a position, certainly in the States where most interviews are remote. And I think that this is going to have, a pretty profound impact on recruiting because, and it's from a variety of places, right? One, with remote work, more interviews are going remote. That means full end-to-end interviews being done virtually, which is something that very few companies do and had done in the past. So that's going to be a big shift. I think the reality of this as this unfolds is, companies, I think, will also be scrutinizing more closely their growth and hiring plans just to allow for some flexibility with the uncertainty that the situation presents. And on the other side, I think candidates are going to be let's just even take the candidate term away. Humans are pretty uncertain with all of this happening right now. And so I think for a lot of them, the idea of changing jobs with all of this uncertainty is something that they're probably going to think twice about, compared to having that conversation a month ago. And so I think both of those things will have a pretty profound impact on recruiting.
And before we go any further, I should ask, where can people find this Google Doc?
Yeah, so if you go to bit.ly, it's ly/ coronavirus with a capital C, HR, both capitalized, and then comms, COMMS with a capital C. You'll be able to get to it there. And sorry for the convoluted title. As anybody who's worked for Google Docs knows, you get a letter soup of a URL for a Google Doc. And so I created a bit.ly. If we could probably put that in the show notes to make it easier for viewers to find.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll make sure there's a link in there. Are there any other HR specific or recruiting specific resources that you've come across that it would be good for people to check out?
Yeah, so I think CXR, Career Crossroads, which is the group created by Jerry Crispin and now co-led with Chris Hoyt. They have exchanges of TA leaders all around the world, and they've come together to open up some of their exchanges, their online communities, especially their community around coronavirus conversations. And so that's a great resource. There's a link to that in the doc where you can see how other, and again, they tend to skew a bit towards larger companies, but how those TA leaders are kind of guiding the organizations through this as it unfolds. There's a variety of other links and resources in that Google Doc. So the Google Doc, I view that as a master curation platform. So as I come across other, either communities, articles, resources, et cetera, I'll be adding that. So that doc will be added, for myself, probably 3 to 5 times a day, but also from the community at large, because it is a crowdsourced doc. We'll continue to add more resources. So I would encourage people to check that out. I also encourage listeners, if you've come across resources you feel are helpful, you can either add them to yourself directly. One challenge with that is the way Google Docs works is once you exceed 100 viewers or you're around 100 viewers, editing can get turned off, or it can be kind of go in and out. You can get knocked out of editing in and out. So don't get frustrated by that if you're trying to add your own information. If you don't have time, my email is in the Google Doc, so you can send me an email with the links and I can add them myself. I've been setting my alarm to get up early in the morning when the traffic is a little less high so that I can keep the doc current. So you can add it yourself. And if you can't, just reach out to me directly and I'm happy to add it.
Lars, thank you very much for talking to me. And thank you so much for the great work you're doing here.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Matt. Thank you.
Welcome, change agents, to your go-to place for stories that ignite your spirit, fuel your purpose, and connect us all. We believe in the incredible power of the human spirit, its boundless resilience, and the inspiration it brings to our lives. On the Driving Change podcast, we'll journey together through the extraordinary yet very relatable experiences of some of the most amazing people on earth. Our mission? That through these stories, we might just spark change within you and awaken a newfound motivation to harness your unique gifts to make a real difference in the world. So get ready to be inspired and join us on this incredible adventure. You can find the Driving Change podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you love listening to your favorite podcasts.